Is he wearing the ascot?
Yes.
Is that in support of Roland Martin? Because I like it. It's nice.
Who the hell is Roland Martin?
You gotta be kidding me.
From our New York studios. Roland Martin.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Roland, before you get started, good job yesterday with the Eric Holder interview. It went viral. A lot of news media picked up his comments from the show yesterday.
Well, certainly glad to hear that. He had some great comments. Of course, he spoke last night at the National Action Network dinner, which is why he was talking to us yesterday morning. And also, Tom, Spike Lee, Wynton Marsalis, Bishop T.D. Jakes, Rosie Perez all says hello. They were among the honorees last night at the gala dinner. So we got a great Washington Watch on Sunday from New York. So folks, check it out. And we talked to Dick Parsons, Tom, and I even made him cry.
You did.
You don't want to miss that interview. He teared up in the interview. You got to check it out to see what he teared up for. So Tom, we always see these stories. Remember a few years ago we heard this story out of Boston where they took black-sounding names and took white-sounding names, the exact same resume, and the white-sounding names got callbacks for jobs at a 50% higher rate. Well, I came across this piece by Yolanda Spivey. And Tom, it was amazing. She, unemployed, and all of a sudden decides to pose as a white woman. Job offers skyrocket. So we say, what the heck? Let's talk to her. Yolanda, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great. So you're unemployed. How long were you unemployed before you said, you know what, I might want to play Becky?
At that time, I was unemployed for 2 years. At that time.
2 years?
2 years, yes.
So you're unemployed for 2 years. In what area? And then what happened, the process, when you decided to play somebody who was white?
Okay, so what happened was I was unemployed for 2 years, just, you know, looking for a job, couldn't find a job, so I decided to go back to school. And while in school, I'm, you know, still searching for employment, and I'm looking around at all the white kids, and they're getting jobs like galore.
Right.
While me, my sister, and a couple of my friends, we were severely, unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started to think there was something wrong with that picture. And that's when I decided to create the fake, job applicant, Bianca White.
Bianca White.
Yes.
So you create this alter ego, and then all of a sudden, what happens?
All of a sudden, you know, I posted it on Monster. I listed her as white because Monster has a diversity questionnaire that they use. And, you know, I've always listed that I was black. I'm proud to be black. So, you know,
right.
I listed that I was black. I saw that was, like, sort of hurting my chances, so I stopped listing that I was black, and I just checked off, refused to answer.
Right.
But with Bianca, I listed her as white. And
Same resume, same background. You list yourself as Bianca White, and
yes,
job offers explode.
Yes.
And then when you show up, do you look white?
That's the thing. I never showed up. What happened was I just, you know, the experiment, I gave it a week. Employers called me. They called Bianca so many times. Some people called her more than 3 times, asking
wow.
for an interview, beating her down for an interview.
Why didn't
Bianca,
you show up?
Because, first of all, I didn't have a camera, so where's the proof? I just wanted my little proof that something is wrong with the system. That's all. So I didn't, you know, I opt not to show up.
Well, Roland, if they call Bianca White and Bianca White turns out not to be white,
to be Bianca Black,
aren't there legal?
She's not Bianca White. She really is not Bianca White. So
yeah, so she's created this. So
yeah,
impersonating, if you will, I guess you can say that.
Right.
And so for you, Yolanda, you want to be able to say, okay, so here I'm, you know, applying for jobs, and I'm getting no callbacks, and all of a sudden I do this, and the same thing we talked about with that survey. Now all of a sudden my line is just ringing off the hook.
Exactly.
Where does that leave you, Yolanda?
Yeah. Are you working?
Oh, goodness. Okay, you want to hear about my bleak life?
Come on, real quick.
Okay, real quick. What happened was I was in the insurance industry, so since I wasn't getting any jobs there, I created a brokerage But I was a little naive in doing so because I'm thinking if I create this brokerage, I'm going to get a lot of clients and people are going to be, you know, supporting me. Not so. I'm still struggling with my brokerage. So I decided to go into substitute teaching, which is what I'm doing now in my district where I live. I also do a little bit of writing. I don't know if you guys heard of Dr. Boyce Watkins.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He allowed me to blog on his, you know, yourblackworld.net website. So I've been doing that. And also, you know, just talking about this experience that I went through, I am still severely unemployed.
Wow.
You might need to call Bianca.
Well, what about calling those companies that called Bianca and saying,
this is me?
And
yeah, how about saying, hey, my friend Bianca White told me that you guys have an opening. I would love to apply.
I wish I could. I still have.
Why can't you?
I can, I guess, if I wanted to.
Okay, Yolanda, this is what you need to do. Break Bianca back out. Apply for the jobs. When they call Bianca, wait 10 minutes and call them back and say, my friend Bianca, she got another job, but she told me to call y'all because you just reached out to her.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm black.
No, I'm serious, Yolanda. No, you think I'm joking. I'm serious.
You might not be severely unemployed for much longer.
Yeah, if you try that, and then if you're recording them and they say, oh, I'm sorry, that job has been filled, now you got your proof, and then now you can sue them, you can get paid, and now you got some money.
Let me just tell you guys, just by me speaking about this story, I'm hurting myself in the job market, especially being black. They don't want any troublemakers. I'm a troublemaker now, and I think that's another reason why I'm hurting myself and getting a job.
Okay. Wow.
Well, first of all, a very interesting blog post you put up. Thank you very much.
Good luck to you.
But look, Tom, it does prove what we've seen in the studies. I mean, that's the reality.
Yeah.
We've seen it.
All right.
It's true.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck, Dawn.